Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you'll do so each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a TV program that airs right after this broadcast from 8 to 8:30 on Channel 6 of your public access entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give it a look. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, we'll give you the regular meeting times of our services at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will all be warmly received. We have been studying a series of lessons entitled, Why I'm a Member of the Church of Christ. Last week, we began a study in the subject of that I'm a member of the Church of Christ because the Bible is the only creed that we use. We want to continue looking, first of all, that we know the Bible has no contradictions. 1 Corinthians 14:33, the Bible says that God is not the author of confusion, and his precepts are binding. In John 14:15, the Bible says, if you love me, keep my commandments. In 1 John chapter 3, in verse 24, John wrote, now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given to us. And so we need to follow his teaching. And the Bible is a light to direct our steps, as we read in Psalms 119, verse 104. And it's food to support the soul, the spiritual inner man. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, the Bible said, by the words of Jesus himself, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We should desire that word as the sincere milk of the word, as we read in 1 Peter 2, and verse 2. We need to read it slowly, we need to read it carefully, and we need to read it prayerfully. We need to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. We need to remember that the engrafted word has the ability to save our souls. James 1, verse 21. We must also keep in mind about the Bible that it is the standard that will be used at judgment. According to Jesus himself in John chapter 12, verse 48, he tells us there that we can reject the word, but that same word that we reject will judge us in the last day. We know that Christ is the subject of this book, and it's designed for our good. In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father save through me. It is a mind of wealth. It is the beginning of true wisdom and knowledge, according to the wise man Solomon in Proverbs 1, verse 7. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, to respect his word and to understand its value. The questions of life, and it will never be destroyed. This book is endurable. It will never be destroyed. It will last forever, according to Matthew 24, verse 35. And also the words of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 24 and 25. This book also is important because it only answers the questions of life. It tells us how did we get here, what is our purpose, and where are we going. Those questions can only be given straight answers, and we can only know the truth of those answers by the Word of God. We also need to remember that the Bible is given to us to reveal the mind of God, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 through 13. Now, why do we oppose human creeds? Well, one of the reasons that we oppose human creeds is that it insults the Bible. The Bible is all sufficient, so we don't need the human creed. If the human creed says more than the Bible, it says too much. If it says less, then it doesn't say enough. And if it says the same, well, then we really don't need it. But another problem with the human creeds is that they have to be revised every year. Why do they need to be revised? Because of human imperfection. Churches change their teaching on certain issues as the world changes and as the thinking of the majority of the people changes, they change their teaching. In the recent years, there are some who have begun to change their teaching on very basic subjects. Some once taught that man was totally depraved. Now, their children are now born vile and evil. They used to accept Calvinism that a man, when a child is born into the world, he's born evil and he can't do good even if he wanted to do good. But now they've shied away from that. Now they don't believe that children are born vile and evil. Some taught that homosexuality was a sin. Well, now they're not sure. Many of the mainstream denominations have begun to accept that homosexuality is acceptable to God. Again, God's word hasn't changed. Their creeds changed. Some taught that meat, except for fish, was forbidden on Friday. Well, now that's changed. Why? Because they created it. They can decide to teach against it. And the Book of Mormon has over 3,500 changes from the original version. Why so many? If that's a book that was inspired from God, why were there so many mistakes in it? And the Jehovah Witness depend on the Watchtower Bible Society to give them their changes. Every month, they come out with a new spiel that's taught throughout the world, and again, is according to their teaching. Well, this point alone shows the weakness and the imperfections of such. Why do we need the creed? If the Bible is all sufficient, in 2 Peter 1 verse 3, we are told that it gives us all things that pertain to life and godliness, and we know that it's perfect according to James 1 verse 25, that means complete, and it equips man to every good work according to 2 Timothy 3:17. Why do we need the human creed? The Bible never becomes obsolete or needs revised or needs amended. It continues to guide, to instruct, to teach us how to live and how to function in the world. Why? Because it's a perfect law of liberty. That's what James wrote in James 1 verse 25. And any person who changes it according to the teachings of the scripture are cursed according to the inspired writers. In Galatians chapter 1, we'll just read verse 8 and 9. Galatians 1 verse 8 and 9. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so say now again. If anyone preaches any other gospel to you than that which you have received, let him be accursed. You see, we don't have the authority or the right to change one teaching that's contained in the Bible. And Revelation chapter 22, in discussing in context the book of Revelation, but the principle is taught throughout the Bible. You can go back to Deuteronomy 4 and verse 2. You can look at Proverbs 30 verse 5 and 6. The same teaching will be given there in Revelation 22, beginning in verse 18. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, which from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. And so we are forbidden. Man never is permitted to tamper with or amend or change the teaching that God has given. No matter how popular it may become in the world, no matter how much it may be accepted by the majority of the world, we have no right to change any teaching of the Bible, because the Bible is given by God. It is His word, and it should not be tampered. Human creeds have imperfections, therefore they are not needed. Human creeds cannot be defended. Following quotation from Ben Franklin, who was a restoration preacher, he said, any creed containing more in the Bible is objectionable. Any creed containing less than the Bible is objectionable. Any creed differing from the Bible is objectable. And any creed that says exactly like the Bible says is useless and it's unnecessary. Mr. Franklin's right. We don't need the creed. We have all that we need in the Bible. Those who have pledged allegiance to human creeds cannot defend the Bible. Their position nullifies every word of Scripture concerning perfection and completeness. What have they shown concerning their faith? In James chapter 2, James said, show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. No preacher can defend the teachings of the Bible when his own teaching is regulated by a human creed. The Mormons, they have the Book of Mormon. If you want to learn how to be a Mormon, you couldn't go to the Bible. You'd have to go to the Book of Mormon. What about the Jehovah Witness? No, their faith is in the Watchtower Bible Tract Society and the New World Translation that upholds their doctrine. And then you have the Roman Catholics. They have church interpretation. They believe their Pope is infallible. And they believe they have conferences every year where they determine the things that they're going to change in the upcoming year. Why do we have some creed? If the Bible is true and from God, why do we need it? Robert Dale Owen from Scotland, the great infidel, defied the people of God to send a challenger who would engage him in public debate. The denominational creed-bound preachers feared him. But on April 13, 1829, for 8 days, one engaged him in such a discussion. He had no creed, no human name, and no denomination to defend. The infidel was silenced. The defender of the faith was a man named Alexander Campbell. He was just a Christian, and he showed that the Bible was sufficient for everything that man needed. Human creeds are divisive. This keeps religious people divided into parties and sects. Each creed serves as a wall to include and exclude its own adherents and exclude all others. Will all of them leave their creed and just accept one of the other denominations' creed? No, never. They're going to be faithful to their own creed. Unity can never be achieved while holding to a creed, because creed change. And so one of men's thinking changes, and one of your thinking doesn't change with it. This device. Here's a syllogism. Division is sinful. Human creeds are divisively, openly admitted. Therefore, human creeds are sinful. It is sinful to walk by different rules. Human creeds are different rules admitted by all. Therefore, it is sinful to walk by human creeds. Division promotes infidelity. Human creeds promote division admitted by all. Therefore, human creeds promote infidelity. All of it's true. All we have to do is use our open mind and an open Bible. Can one prove the major or minor premise wrong? No. Then the only conclusion stands. Human creeds are wrong, and the Bible is the only creed that came from God. Therefore, our conclusion must be, we object human creeds because they can't make God's teaching better, and they can't better than what the Bible teaches. Is man wiser than God? Of course not. Jeremiah 10:23 says, "It is not a man who walketh to guide his own steps." In the Lord's church, we accept and follow only the Bible. If you come to the Harrisburg Church of Christ, you're not going to be given a new book, a creed book that tells you what we believe, why we believe it, and what we'll do. We'll just encourage you to open your Bible. No more, no less. We must have book, chapter, and verse for everything we do in His name. God's church is regulated and controlled and guided by His divine and infallible and only book ever given to man by God. His word must be that book, or you follow a human creed. One last thought. Can a human creed deliver those who follow its teaching to the gates of heaven? Do all roads lead to the same place, just taking a different route? Think soberly and carefully about your answer, and I leave you with this passage. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father that is in heaven. Matthew 7, verse 21. I'm a member of the Church of Christ because we do not have a creed. We've strictly followed the Bible because it is God's mind revealed to man, and it's inspired, and we'll have more to say about that next week. Thank you for listening today. We hope you have a blessed day. Come and worship God with us.